Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jesus is Hot Magazine. This is our hotspot live for you this afternoon. Be blessed by it. We'll be right back. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so kingdom. Glory to God. I can relate. I'm so kingdom too. Glory to God. I am kingdom mind built, being constructed daily, having the word of God renewed on the very inside of me via Holy Spirit. I am a force to be reckoned with in the kingdom of God. I'm so kingdom. Glory to God. That was Pastor Canton Jones, pastor of Free Life in Georgia. Glory to God. He is an awesome man of God. He is a blessing to the very kingdom of God. He lives the things that he teaches and that he preaches to his congregation, which is worldwide, thank God, to social media. So if you have a chance to, on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, he is live on Facebook at Free Life. Okay, so you can check him out every Thursday evening. He and his leaders and congregation are an awesome people, and he is a blessing to be in partnership with. Amen. On any level, God bless him and his family. I give the glory to God for him, for his life, and for the ministry that God has purposed and placed on the inside of he and his wife, Ramona, whom I love very, very dearly. So God bless you. I give you a shout out if you're listening today. Amen. To Free Life Church. Glory to God. All right, so I want to officially welcome everyone back to Jesus is Hot Magazine. We have been away from Blog Talk Radio for a moment. We have a conference call that we have developed that God has allowed us to also be housed through via the telephone and the internet via freeconferencecall.com. Our dial-in there is 712-770-4010. Our access code is 468-843. If you join us online for our conference calls, you can simply type in join.freeconferencecall.com/JACQUEECHOLS, the numbers 457, and you will be instantly connected to our online meeting, and you will be able to join in not only via telephone, but also via face-to-face on the internet, okay? So that is the beauty of the internet. So we'll be doing that every Wednesday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Live on our conference call, which is called Our Hot Spot. All right, so this is your hot spot as well this afternoon, and we are talking about taking off the mask. Taking off the mask. A mask is defined as a covering for all or part of the face, worn as a disguise or amuse or terrify other people. So these are the uses of a mask for some. It's to amuse or to terrify other people. And history-wise, and I won't go back into all of it, but throughout history, paganism has adopted a mask in order to wear it, to pretend to be someone that you are not, to put on a dead person's face, so that on All Hallows' Eve, as they call it, which they believe the demons come out and have access to everyone, they would put on masks so that the demons would mistake them for a person who has already passed on, who has already expired. And this tradition, unfortunately, has become a tradition that we now call Halloween. And those that celebrate it put on masks, and they parade around looking like someone or something they are not, that they have no association or affiliation to. We have adopted this not only in the form of Halloween, but we have also adopted this within television. We have adopted it within movies, and it's gone on for years and years and years. There was a particular cowboy who wore a mask, and no one was supposed to recognize him in this mask. He performed different feats. He came to people's rescue He did all of those things with his mask on, but no one was allowed to see him without that mask so that they could not connect the real him to the person who wore the mask. So masks are equipped to hide your identity, hide who you really are. Masks are like a shadow. They hide you. They're supposed to be a hiding place, a place of safety. This is another deceitful thing that has been ground up by the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of darkness would love to make you think that you need a mask as a hiding place. You don't need a mask as a hiding place. God said that he would be your hiding place. El Shaddai will hide you under his shadow if you just believe and trust him to do so. El Shaddai hides like no other. You don't need a mask to hide behind the authority and the power of a God who created you and loves you more than you could ever ask or think, more than you could ever love yourself or imagine yourself as loved. God loves you that much. So you don't need a mask. And we're going to talk about how one will take off the mask. Just take it off. You don't have to hide behind a facade or a fake way of living. You don't have to hide. You never have to. All you have to do is hide behind the shadow of God, hide behind the shadow of El Shaddai, hide behind the shadow of Christ. God will hide you. He will be your secret place, and you can be exactly who you are each and every day of your life and know that it is okay to be exactly who you are. Hidden in him, you are his righteousness. You are his glory. You are just as he created you to be when you are hidden under his shadow. So trust and believe that he is the only hiding place that you'll ever need. You'll ever have to take time for and make room for. He is everything that we need. Father, we want to thank you, first of all, before we continue in this broadcast. We thank you for allowing us around the table of your word to sup with you, Father, to hear directly from heaven and to have access to the change that you need each and every one of us to have access to that first begins within ourselves. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us ears to hear and eyes to see exactly what it is that your Spirit is saying to and through us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your place in our lives. Thank you. Thank you for saying yes to remaining here and being our comforter, being our leader, and being our guide. And we give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for you continually. And it is in Jesus' name that we thank God for this broadcast, and we say amen. And not only do I thank him for the broadcast, but I thank him for each of you who has been faithful in joining us for these broadcasts throughout our almost 12 years of broadcasting here on Jesus is Hot magazine. We love you so very much. So once again, as we only have about 14 minutes left in the broadcast, I would like to keep going. I would ask you to take notes because you will want to go back to this information. You are also invited to always come back into the archives of the broadcast and get the information as well. Listen to it as much as you would like to. Listen to it until it is a part of who you are, until it really manifests itself in your spirit and comes out in your performance as God gives us his word to perfect us. He wants his perfect will presented in our lives. So that's what we want to bring to you through this broadcast, through this ministry. We want to be here for you, and we want to always give you what is edifying, pleasing, and acceptable to God for your very lives, which is his word, and his words alone, not any of ours, but only his. So in this series, Taking Off the Mask, we have thus far defined what a mask is. We've come into contact with one of the definitions, which is a covering for all or part of the face, worn as a disguise or to amuse or terrify other people. And we talked about the history of the mask that people wear on what is called All Hallows Eve or Halloween, okay? The other definition is a manner or expression that hides one's true character or feelings, a pretense. So a mask also is your character when you try to make your face, your facial expression, the things that you say, the ways in which you act, when you try to make them other than what is really coming from your heart. When you disagree, but you try to act as if you agree, you have on a mask. So we're going to talk about these different things. I'm going to refer to an unknown author. This is through a, believe it or not, psychology course. This is Psychology 12. And this particular chapter talks about the masks we wear. The masks we wear. So presenting a certain face to the world is something that most people are very familiar with. The different masks that people wear in the course of a day act as a social disguise and help them to get through a variety of situations. The reasons behind the different masks that people wear vary considerably, but they can be both positive and negative. Some reasons include to gain social acceptance, to be liked, to hide excitement, to hide happiness, to hide vulnerability, to hide the truth, to hide fear, to hide anger, to hide sadness, to hide depression, to hide pain, to deceive, to manipulate. We all wear masks at some time in our lives. It's a part of human nature. The problem comes when masks become the norm and we lose ourselves in the process of trying to please others. It is important to have self-awareness about the different masks we wear and the reasons behind it. Recognizing the masks we wear is one way to make sure they do not gain control of our true self. The different masks that people wear can be used in a positive or negative way. Just be aware you are using them. And then they have an activity which talks about the different masks that you may wear. So there's a poem that follows these explanations, and I won't read the poem today. But a mask actually is talked about in the Bible almost immediately. If you look back with me in the book of Genesis, which I'm going to read out of the Message version of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse, Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. Genesis 1 and 26. And again, I'm reading from the Message version of the Bible. And I'm also at BibleGateway.com for those of you who do not have a Bible before you. You can come and join me at BibleGateway.com. Just open a new internet page, BibleGateway.com. And I have chosen the Message version of the Bible. That's where I'll be reading from. So in verse 26, to begin, God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of earth. God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. Now this is speaking about us. Reproduce. Fill earth. Take charge. Be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air and every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. Then God said, pardon me for 1 second as I have lost my place. Things are moving a little quickly on this computer. Forgive me. So be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air, for everything that moves on the face of the earth. Then God said, I've given you every sort of seed-bearing plant on earth and every kind of fruit-bearing tree, given them to you for food, to all animals and all birds, everything that moves and breathes. I've given whatever grows out of the ground for food, and there it was. God looked over everything he had made. It was so good, so very good. It was evening, it was morning, day six. So we're going over to Genesis 2. We may have to skip Genesis 2. Okay, so no, we're going to Genesis 2, beginning at verse 5. At the time God made earth and heaven, before any grasses or shrubs had sprouted from the ground, God hadn't yet sent rain on earth, nor was there anyone around to work the ground. The whole earth was watered by underground springs. God formed man out of the dirt from the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. The man came alive, a living soul. Then God planted a garden in Eden in the east. He put the man he had just made in it. God made all kinds of trees grow from the ground, trees beautiful to look at and good to eat. The tree of life was in the middle of the garden, also the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river flows out of Eden to water the garden, and from there divides into four rivers. The first is named Pishon. It flows through Havilah, where there is gold. The gold is of this land. The gold of this land is good. The land is also known for a sweet-scented resin and the onyx stone. The second river is named Gihon. It flows through the land of Cush. The third river is named Hiddekel and flows east of Azariah. The fourth river is the Euphrates. God took the man and sent him down in the Garden of Eden to work the ground and keep it in order. God commanded the man, you can eat from any tree in the garden except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat from it. The moment you eat from that tree, you're dead. God said it's not good for the man to be alone. I'll make him a helper, a companion. So God formed from the dirt of the ground all the animals of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. Whatever the man called each living creature, this was its name. The man named the cattle, named the birds of the air, named the wild animals. Okay, as I've lost my place, I'm going to skip and go down to verse 18. God said it's not good for the man to be alone. I'll make him a helper, a companion. So God formed from the dirt of the ground all the animals of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. Whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. The man named the cattle, named the birds of the air, named the wild animals, but he didn't find a suitable companion. God put the man into a deep sleep. As he slept, he removed one of his ribs and placed it with flesh. God then used the rib that he had taken from the man to make woman. and presented her to the man. The man said, "Finally, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, name her woman, for she was made from man. Therefore, a man leaves his father and mother and embraces his wife. They become one flesh. The two of them, the man and his wife, were naked, but they felt no shame." Genesis 3. I'm going to move rather quickly as we have 3 minutes. The serpent was clever, more clever than any wild animal God had made. He spoke to the woman, "Do I understand that God told you not to eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "Not at all. We can eat from the trees of the garden. It's only about the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, don't eat from it. Don't even touch it or you'll die." The serpent told the woman, "You won't die. God knows that the moment you eat from that tree, you'll see what's really going on. You'll be just like God, knowing everything, ranging all the way from good to evil." When the woman saw that the tree looked good, and she saw because of what he said, because the words that he spoke brought life, and she received them, so they began to take root on the inside of her. So as a result, we'll begin again with verse 6. When the woman saw that the tree looked like good eating and realized that what she would get out of it, she'd know everything. She took and ate the fruit and then gave some to her husband, and he ate. Immediately, the two of them did see what's really going on, saw themselves naked. They were now under a curse because of the mask that was set before them by Satan, who deceived them with his words, and now they knew they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together as makeshift clothes for themselves. When they heard, because they could no longer see God, when they heard the sound of God strolling in the garden in the evening breeze, the man and his wife hid in the trees of the garden. They were wearing a mask, hid from God. God called to the man, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid." God said, "Who told you you were naked? Did you eat from the tree I told you not to eat from?" And we will continue with this on our next broadcast. Please go back into Genesis chapters 1 through 3 so that you may remain edified in this message. Please go back into the archive of this broadcast and go over the information that was given about the different masks that we are susceptible to and wear. All right, and we will continue on our next broadcast. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. Join us again for our next broadcast. Stay tuned, and we'll see you right back here at Jesus is Hot Magazine. Be blessed.